You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Very informative, very, very powerful message. In Parashat Vayetchanan, the Moshe Baruch Shalom informs us, ואתם הדברים והשם אלוקיכם, חיים כולכם היום. So this message means that attachment to Ribono Shel Olam brings you chayim. That means the remedy that one is able to have chayim is to be dabuk, as the term that is used in a common Hebrew. Devek means?
That's glue.
Devek means glue, right. So here, the message is, when you dabuk to Ribono Shel Olam, you gain chayim. So now, obviously, your question is, what's your question?
Beautiful.
Yeah, how we can be dabuk to Hashem. But before that, what is called chayim? What does chayim mean?
Life
means life. So now, in general, human beings live longer or trees?
Trees.
You don't want to be a tree?
No.
No, the good thing about the trees, they don't need to go to work. Trees? Oh, they do lots of mitzvah. Lots of mitzvah. You know what it is? Every time you say Bore Peri Aetz, huh?
It's not their choice.
Sorry?
It's not their choice.
Obviously, they get, you know, reward. You know, they give you shade. Well, in a way, obviously, as it says in the Torah, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. It says, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. So here, we have to figure out what the chayim is all about. Like many animals, they live very long. No? No? The animals, right? Yeah.
This is the best thing that you could have.
Yes. So now, one thing here, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh, Chaim ben Atar, Zechuto Maran Aleinu, there are many cults that they believe in this matter. Say, there is such a thing. But at the time that you're alive, that would not take place. Because this is after one is not alive anymore. Because that happens later. Because the Devikut, because how can it be attached? As Gemara says, Ki esh ochelahu, Hashem is, okay, fire. How can it be attached except to the fire? So that's one of the ideas that the other cults they have. The other point is that even though that would be possible, but it takes lots of years to be able to Dabuk Tiburun Sholam. It's not like, you know, right away or in an early age and, you know, immediately. It takes lots of process to be able to have this attachment. Is that true?
Yes. You could have the attachment and you could lose it still.
No, but the problem here is the first option that people think doesn't happen in life. No, later, after one departs from the body, so the neshama has an attachment to the source, the Ribono Shel Olam.
So, how the seventeen that the divine heart, so they are so close to Hashem that they can't even do miracles?
So now we're discussing what the opinion of other cults, other belief is. But here the Torah says, as the Rabbi Yochanan HaKadosh explains, it says, "Vatem hadivirim b'Hashem kulechem." What is this afterwards? Harav reads it in this way. Harav says, no. When you're chai, you can do it. Not after you leave this world. So Harav reads it in this way. So, Vatem hadivirim b'Hashem kulechem, when? Chayim. And not only that, it's not that, you know, it takes longer, you know, process. Hayom, you can do it Hayom. It's a beautiful message, Allah explains. Hayom, you can do it. So why don't you do it? What do you mean it takes effort? That's an excuse?
No, it's a burden.
Huh?
You have to have. And only if you don't have to put the question, it's very difficult to
be. I don't understand, what does effort mean? You eat salat shirazi?
You need to be focused.
You eat?
Yes.
Salat shirazi, you know what it is?
Yes. Israeli salat.
Israeli salat. You eat?
Yes.
How do you make Salat Shirazi?
You take the one other things.
I don't understand this philosophy. You cut this cucumber and tomatoes to little pieces. But we'll just eat it like this. We did chop it. Why?
Because the whole fun is to chop in it, not to eat it.
Oh, it has nothing to do with eating it.
Yeah.
Huh? You know what the effort it takes? Huh?
When you make effort, taste better.
No, there's a slice that you could just bang on it and it goes.
So it's worth it, huh?
Yeah.
So that effort, no problem. But to be davuk to Ribono Shel Olam, oh, it's too hard. Takes lots of effort.
No, it's right. Continuous.
But Salat Shirazi is more important than to be davuk to Ribono Shel Olam. And I forget about the onions, you know, the cry and this, Hashem Yerachem. Why didn't do it?
It has to be continuous. Cannot be.
Fine, I understand, but why? Why not? Right?
You need a lot of
awareness.
You cannot go out of the
past.
I'm sorry? Because when you cut a salad, you see the salad, you taste it.
Chesed Kibaro, see the Chidush.
That's physical, that doesn't matter.
No, that's the whole point. No, that's the whole point. You know, you see it, you know, and put lemon and olive oil and this, you say, bah, no, that's not nakone, beautiful. But, you know, to be davuk to Hashem, you don't know what the taste it has. No, so that's always, there's excuses there. No, it's too hard, it's this, I can't, you know. I come to Mincha, I come to Hanetz, no, it's too much, you know, become fanatic. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
The reward for a salad is now.
Yeah, it's, you know, you taste it and say, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah. No, but the excuse that, you know, we all have, take too much effort and, you know, work and so on. Happened to be a story, Abba happened to have 5 boys that they all, you know, decided to go on a trip for a while and also do some business. You know, so I would give him little money, like $1 million each. So, so I gave him $1 million each, and They were away from the house like about a year or two. So then one of the kids, you know, became extremely sick. So the doctor said, you know, the status is very, very crucial. There are medication, but they're very, very expensive. Very expensive, you know, can help your brothers. I said, what should we do? So they wrote a letter to Abba. As a matter of fact, it's very interesting. Somebody asked his friend, you know, what do you do? What's your occupation? He says, I'm a writer. I said, wow. Well, what do you write? He said, I always write to my father to send me money. Yeah. So they wrote a letter to their Abba and said, Abba, Shalom Aleichem, hope you're doing well. Reuven broke his eyeglasses. Shimon needs a new suit. Levi, he borrowed some money, you know, we have to give him back, you know, the loan, we have to give him back. Yehuda needs some shoes. And also God is very, very sick. So Abba receives the letter, he reads, what is this? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, eyeglasses, shoes, loan. And then they put the, you know, poor brother in the end needs, you know, needs money. He says, look at this, you know, this mentality that what they put first, what they put in the end. Rabbi Noach Haiman Rosh explains, "Vatem adarim b'Hashem Elokechem." Hayom. What does that mean? You have to realize that the necessity of Yehudi in life here is Hayom, Hayom. You have to have in mind, I need to make it a Bekut. What does that mean? How about tomorrow? Tomorrow? No, what do you do tomorrow? No, his question is, Hakem doesn't say, "Vatem hadeverim ba'ashem ba'ashem elokechem, chayim kulechem." No. Hayom, what is Hayom doing here?
So every day is Hayom.
So what does it mean? I would say, "Vatem hadeverim ba'ashem elokechem, chayim kulechem." What do you mean? When there's attachment, you're chay, huh? Right? Rav says, no. The devikut has to be on a
daily
basis. Capsule today they take, that's it. Gets you going. But here, devikut be Ron Sholam, you have to know, it's not like once a month, once a week, you know, every other day. No. It's on a daily basis. And that needs effort. Not the devikut, to do it on a daily basis. And when the devikut comes about, so then the chayim me'usharim comes about. What does it mean? That means, it's not that you're only healthy physically, then your spirit becomes exempt from all the troubles that is going on. Yeah. When you have this devikut, so then no problems enters your door. But it has, but that's has to be on a constant daily basis. Yeah. So that means it has to be priority on the first item on the list, on the top of the list. And Hashem is like, you know, say, be able to gain this devikut on a daily basis. Amen. And it's given us that Hashem Yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.